stars. From Rockland USA Studios in Washington, this is Rock on the Money. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of your hard-earned monies. We're just here to give you ideas, answer your questions, and keep you updated on your path to multi-millions without any fees or commissions. It's kind of what we do here. I'm Craig with Amanda, and we are your host, and we are so glad you've joined us. Phone lines are open 24 hours a day, 989-888-ROCK, 989-888-7625. If you're too shy for all of that, you can always email us to podcast@rocklandusa.com. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Craig.
What's up?
What's up? Oh, man, so much. I'm so excited for the new year.
I've actually been looking forward to 2020 for like the last 6 months.
Yeah, me too.
As we talked about in our goals podcast a couple episodes ago.
Yeah. We did. Anyway, yeah.
Let's talk about now. What's up?
Well, coming up in just a few minutes, our topic today, we are going to talk about the Zelle payment options, payment app. And then we've got a savvy savings segment today on clothing.
Clothing. Love that one. Great. People love that savvy savings.
I hope so.
They do. They love it. It's a great segment. You can't invest unless you have money.
Right.
And these, we always talk about save, invest, and then protect it all. So the reason why we do savings is every way you can squeeze out additional money, you can invest that and prepare for your future. That's what all this is about. So
that's right. Frugality.
Yep. Frugality. All right. What's our big topic today?
Our topic today is about Zelle, and Zelle payment app.
Zelle. One of my jobs that I work at, we can sell our assignments, our work schedules, and that sort of thing. So a lot of people buy and sell these things. And
what? I wish someone would buy my work assignments.
Well, it has to do with the airline industry. So you get
a minute.
Yes.
You can then get paid for not working.
No, we just don't get paid if you don't work. There's no minimum. I could literally take a whole month off and I just don't get paid. But I don't. I see. There's no minimum hours. It's really weird.
You're not really selling them.
No, actually, I am selling. I just sold a bunch today. So you bid on your schedule. The computer generates based on your seniority what schedule you get. If you don't like it, you can either give it away. But if no one wants it, then you got to encourage people to take it by selling it to them. And payment is usually done through Zelle, Cash App, PayPal, all these sort of things. So there's one app that I steer away from, which has had lots of warnings about.
Yeah.
And the millennials, we get in this little discussion, we're like, well, I'm not going to buy it from you unless you pay it through Zelle. I'm like, no, I will do PayPal.
Yeah, Zelle's had a lot of data breaches. It's amazing. There's so many banks that are using and pushing Zelle, and they're the ones who keep having these data breaches.
Yeah. So Zelle is a payment app that sends cash almost instantly. It's run by a company called Early Warning Systems LLC, which is a financial services consortium that's owned by the big banks. So the big banks, this was their answer to compete against PayPal. PayPal owns a lot of the payment apps out there. A lot of people don't realize, like Venmo, PayPal. There's a long list of them. It's a very good stock, by the way. I'm not recommending it. I don't own it, but it's done very well. Anyway, so the good part about Zelle is that there are no fees to send money or receive it. So that's good. However, on the backside, from your bank or your credit union, they may have fees. So you need to check with your individual bank to see if they are going to do some back end fees on that. Now, the bad part about Zelle, as compared to some other payment platforms, there's no way to cancel the payment once it's gone through. So I found this statement on the Zelle website. It says, if your recipient has already enrolled with Zelle, the money sent directly to your recipient's bank account cannot be canceled. Yes. So this is one of the things. So if you happen to mistype the phone number or the email address and it went through, who knows who got that money? You can't get it back.
Right.
You can't undo it. You lose all your rights. So why do the banks push Zelle so much? They're shifting the responsibility to you and away from them. Because if you did your transfers from the bank itself, you still have a lot of your protections. Or if you use a credit card, you have a lot of protections that way. I compare Zelle to almost like some of the debit cards, where if you use a debit card, you don't have all the protections that you have with the regular credit card. If you insist on using Zelle, this is all I'm asking you to do, okay? Only send your money to people that you know, and you know their address or their phone number. And then when you enter it, I know this sounds very basic, but it's so easy to rush through on this. Double check the digits of the phone number or the email address. Make sure it's spelled correctly before you hit send. Really, really be careful. Once you hit that send button, you have no protection and that money is gone. So that's all I'm asking. Please, people. So I personally use PayPal because you do have a lot of protections with PayPal over other platforms. And
yeah, how do you feel about Venmo?
Well, it's run by PayPal. I have used it once. It's on my phone. But as long as I have people accepting PayPal, I just use that.
Yeah, I don't like Venmo's privacy policy, so I deleted it from my phone.
Wow, and I'm not that familiar with it. I just try and stick with the old.
Yeah, I know most people only the privacy policy type lawyer would read that. But
no, the fact that you told me that, I'm going to delete it for mine because I have no credit on there anyway.
Yeah,
I just like PayPal. It's just it's been around forever, and I've had it forever, and I've had a problem with a payment one time, and they took care of it for me. I mean,
tried and true.
All it takes is one time to prove to me that you're there for me, and I'm good to go. So I'm sure everybody has their horror story, but anyway. All right. I'd rather get to my favorite segment.
That's so funny because we have like two segments. So.
Yeah, I know.
Flip a coin.
I'm trying to suck up here. Okay, give me a break. Oh, okay. All right. Coming Savvy Savings with Amanda. Coming up next right here on Rock on the Money. Savvy Savings with Amanda. What you got today?
Today's topic is clothing.
Clothing? This is Craig, so anti-guy.
I don't think that's true. When I met my husband, he was spending way more money on clothing than I was.
Whoa, that's
cool. He loved the Express. I mean, he hasn't gone there much since.
What's the Express? What is that?
Express? It's like, I don't know. You only find it in a mall, and malls are always expensive.
Oh, okay.
Did you know Americans spend an average of $1,700 a year on clothing?
That is definitely not me.
Mm-mm, me neither.
No.
But there are plenty of ways to trim the bill and still look good. So you could, one, sell what you don't wear. So if you haven't worn something in a year, you likely are not going to. And I'm guilty of this, just as guilty as anyone else. There are some things, like I go through my closet and there might be a piece of clothing I pick up and I'm like, oh, I haven't worn this in 10 years. But for some reason, it sparks some kind of emotional reaction in me and it doesn't make the cut. This last year was brutal, though. I like took a hatchet to my closet. I just really downgraded. But the tip here is if you start the year, and we are now in the very beginning of the year, so now's the perfect time to start it. Start the year with your hangers all going one direction. And then every time you wear an item and you pull it off the hanger, just flip that hanger around when you put it back in the closet. So at the end of the year, the hangers will tell you what you haven't worn that year.
Ooh, I would have to be consistent and remember to do that.
Yeah. The other trick I heard from someone else is that they just put things in like the back of the closet and they only pull from the front, or they pull from a certain section, or you could just make a different section. Like you could section off your closet and only put back in things that you worn in one area. And then you would know, oh, this other area, I didn't touch at all. So I can just toss them.
Okay. So that is what I have been doing.
Yeah.
And then I have a huge section of clothes that I've ended up not touching, and I'm ready to just dump them.
Oh, good. Well, I have an idea on what you can do with them.
Oh, we're going to go in trash bags. What should I do?
Well, you can sell what you don't wear if it's in a good condition.
Oh.
A couple of different places you can do that without even leaving your home. You could post it. There's an app called ThredUp.
Another app?
Yeah, it's another app.
So what's ThredUp?
ThredUp, they will send you a package, an upcycling-like package in the mail, a mailer bag, and you just put all... you have to be picky because they are very picky. So put all of your best stuff in that package. They pay for all the shipping. You ship it to them. They have people who will then go through it, and then they'll make you either an upfront offer, which is usually pretty low, or you can be patient and wait for it to sell on their marketplace. And then it's like an online consignment shop, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But when they go through and sort when it comes in, they only pick like the best of the best. So if you send them a whole bunch of things, they're either you get a choice up front. You can either pay to have them ship back what they don't want, or you can say, no, you can just donate what you aren't using.
Wow.
So that's one option.
Okay.
Mercari is another option. It's kind of like the new eBay, where you just can post anything that you want to sell on it, not just clothing, but anything. And you can ship using it. So it's kind of like an eBay, except there aren't bids involved. Well, there are bids, but only if you want to pay less than the posted price.
Hmm.
Yeah. The other place is Facebook Marketplace. So if you want to just, you don't want to ship anything, but you want to try and get rid of it locally, Facebook Marketplace is a good thing to use there as well.
How does Facebook Marketplace work for you in your area?
Oh, it's great.
In my area, it has not done well. Craigslist has still worked better for me. Believe it or not, Craigslist is still working.
I don't believe that.
It is. Craigslist in my area is super active still.
You might just think that because your name is Craig.
Well, yeah. No, I'm serious. Our Facebook Marketplace in my area has really gone. And there's also different cities have the yard sale section.
Yeah, yeah.
And that has just gone out of control.
Yeah, I find the best things on Facebook Marketplace. Okay. I even found, like, I find people to do things around the house on Facebook. Like, I found the best mobile car detailing person. He comes right to my house. He's local. It's very inexpensive compared to taking it somewhere. And my car gets detailed right in my front yard. Or, you know, I have other contractors I found on Facebook Marketplace. And, you know, obviously you vet them, but I found it's been a really great source.
I'll give them another shot. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So other ways to save on clothing, back to our topic. You can shop at thrift stores. So like I mentioned earlier, my husband used to love shopping at Express. He probably, he doesn't have a reason to wear those type of clothes anymore, but I shop almost exclusively at TJ Maxx or Ross for my clothing. And you'd be amazed. You can find a lot of really great name brand items there. Like I get my Calvin Klein suits and dresses at TJ Maxx, and they're a fraction of the cost. You do have to check for imperfections. Sometimes they're sent to these discount stores because they're not exactly... like the seams might not meet the quality standards during the quality check. So You do just have to inspect before you buy it, but usually they're perfectly fine.
Okay.
You can also shop at real thrift stores like Goodwill, Salvation Army, or local thrift stores. Watch for bargain days, especially at these local thrift stores. Every year before school starts, my sister goes to the local thrift store up in Wisconsin, and they have like fill a bag for, I don't know, a couple dollars, and she gets all of the kids back to school clothes for less than $20.
Wow. That's
cool. Yeah, it's crazy. Another tip is to check the tag before you buy something. It might seem inexpensive when you purchase it, but if you have to dry clean an item, that will significantly increase your cost of ownership. So that's something that you have to think about, even if you are buying things at the thrift stores. You want to make sure you're taking care of your clothes and follow those care instructions to help maximize the life of your clothing. So don't wash more than necessary. It does break down your fibers. And outer layers can go usually a number of wears without washing. So if you have just a cardigan you throw on over your clothes when you're cold, that would be a good thing to just put back on a hanger and air it out without a washing in between.
Mm-hmm.
If you have nicer clothes, you want to iron those on the lowest setting recommended to prevent wear on the fibers. And hang dry your items if possible. The dryers do wear things out. Another tip while you're shopping, you want to buy out of season. Check those clearance racks, but again, don't buy it just because it's on sale. You want to only be buying what you want or what you need. So it's also important that you go into a store with a list in mind, like you would have a shopping list for grocery shopping, an idea of what exactly type of pieces you need for your wardrobe. Skip the expensive workout clothing. The exception for this, ladies, is to make sure you are still getting a quality sports bra. That's one area you really can't skip quality on. But in terms of other workout clothing, again, I get mine at TJ Maxx, and there are plenty of options there that are a fraction of the cost.
Are you talking about like Lululemon?
Yeah, your favorite Lululemon.
No,
I have never bought one and will never.
I don't go there, but that was one stock that I wish I had. The thing keeps going up. It's been a killer on Wall Street. It's been unbelievable. People must be shopping there because the stock has just been out of control.
Some people are, but they aren't looking forward to their retirement plans, probably.
No. Just to recap, last year, the stock started in January at 123 and at the end of December, 224.
Wow.
Almost a double. So somebody's going to Lululemon. Anyway.
Crazy. Another tip is to buy inexpensive basics like t-shirts from discount stores. So Target and Walmart both have piles of just plain solid color t-shirts in every season that you can pick up for less than $10 a shirt. So that's something great. And, you know, if you throw a sweater over it or something or a jacket, it looks just fine.
I do that.
Yeah. I mean, no one's going to know if you have a name brand t-shirt. Right. Yeah,
they all look the same.
They all look exactly the same.
They do.
You can have swap meets with your friends. So if you go through your closet and find things that you haven't worn in a while, but then if you get rid of it, then you would have nothing in your closet. You might want to just coordinate a swap with some friends who are similarly shaped.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> That's an awkward conversation to have.
Yeah. No, hey, do you want to swap some clothes? Or maybe a sister or brother? I don't know. Here's a good tip. If you have a special occasion, you can look at borrowing or renting one-time use clothing. So I've used Rent the Runway in the past. It's a website where you can rent designer gowns from just for like an army ball or a wedding or some other event. And then you just ship it back and it's a fraction of the cost. So you can get like a lot of ladies have these $100, $200 gowns in your closet that you wore one time and they just collect dust. So I've gone the way of renting now.
So is that how you've done that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Fraction Slick. Of the cost. Yeah. And then finally, you can learn how to mend your clothes to extend the wear. I mean, it doesn't have to go to the extent of darning socks like grandma does, but there is something to be said about if a button falls off, don't toss away the entire shirt. You can just sew that button right back on.
Okay, so you've accused me of being cheap already.
I don't think I have.
No, that was like 5 episodes ago, but that's okay. Oh. I am cheap. But
okay. Let's say frugal.
The point, you said something about ironing.
Yeah.
I ended up buying an expensive iron.
Oh, no.
But I did that at a recommendation to Consumer Reports, and it was the best thing I've ever done. It's a $100 iron.
Hmm.
But because it is very precise on the heat and has a lot of jets for the steam
on it.
It's a very high quality steam iron. This thing is amazing.
Oh,
And my clothes, I can tell, are lasting longer by using a quality iron.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people buy $10 or $20 irons.
And
the temperatures are not precise on those things whatsoever. Yeah. They're awful. Yeah. They don't do a lot of steam. I wish I had bought one of these years ago.
You know what? You should post a link to the iron that you bought.
It's called a Rowenta. Have you ever heard of that?
Never.
Rowenta.
Huh.
And it was the number one rated iron on Consumer Reports, which is why I got it. And then I had to watch a video. I actually watched a video on how to iron. Because
there you go.
The way this thing irons, I had no idea all these little neat features that are on this iron that helps you iron like dress shirts and stuff. I had no idea. It's crazy. Well,
I tell you, I rarely iron. I am intentional with what I purchase and I look for things that aren't going to wrinkle easily.
Okay. Yeah. So one last quick thing about not having to iron. So when I wear dress shirts, I have these things called shirt stays. Do you know what those are?
Oh, now, are you those know the little triangles that go in your collars?
No. They are clips that attach to the bottom of dress shirt for men.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then you attach them to your socks.
Your socks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've had people laugh at me because I wear these things. I didn't know these things exist. Nice. Well, you're a military wife. You probably are familiar with these things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know these exist. And because I would use those, I don't have to iron my shirts as often because they're always taut.
Yeah. Plus, anyway. I have a wrinkle release setting on my dryer. So if I get desperate, I just toss it in the dryer.
Yeah. So it's all those little things that if I don't have to apply heat to the clothes. Mm-hmm.
They last longer.
I hope all the women are understanding. Listen to me. I'm a guy interested in my clothes. I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
It only took me 50 years to figure all this out. But
well, that's all I've got on how to save in the clothing arena.
And I will post a link to Amazon for the Rowenta iron. And there's a little video on the page. I mean, you have to watch how to iron a shirt with this thing. It's the most amazing iron I've ever had. So
good to know.
Yeah. All right. Don't forget to check out our website, rockonthemoney.com, for all the previous episodes. We have articles, show notes, everything right there. Plus, links directly to all of the podcast platforms where you can easily subscribe to the podcast, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and many others. We really do appreciate all of your support. We have a lot of gratitude that you took the time to check us out. We really do appreciate it. Send us an email and tell us what you think to podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. We'll see you again next time on Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.